This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So y'all, today's episode is going to be about how lying is the greatest defense a narcissist has against shame. Lying. So many people ask why narcissists lie so much. Why do narcissists lie so much? Why can't they just tell the damn truth? I would respect the narcissistic toxic people more if they just told the truth. Why they had to lie so much? So one of the main comments that I get in my comment section, y'all, on all my platforms across all the social media right now is this a script? Do y'all have a script? All y'all sound exactly alike. My husband, my wife, whatever, said these exact same words to me. How is this possible that so many people have very, very shared similar experiences with different people? It's like we all dated the same person or a different version of the same person. And I know people, look, let me go ahead and stop you right there. Like, different version of the same person, Lee? This sounds like a spirit. You know, we got you, Lee. We got your ass. The Jezebel spirit is in you and all narcissists, just like we said before. Case closed. Close the case. Open up your Bible and find the spirit of Jezebel in there and get it out of you. Pray. No, it's not. I don't think it's the spirit, y'all. I honestly just think it's a personality disorder. And the goal of most people with narcissistic personality disorder is to defend themselves. I just feel like at its core, narcissistic personality disorder is a defense mechanism against and the way most narcissists defend themselves against shame, and they're trying to defend themselves against shame and being held accountable and things like that. But shame is for the most part. So lying, being a liar, a compulsive pathological liar, whatever you want to call it, helps narcissists avoid shame. That's why so many narcissists get so good at lying to people over time. They just do. A lot of narcissists and toxic people become master manipulators and master liars because it's a way to deflect the blame away from us. It's a way to shield and defend ourselves against that damn shame monster. I'm telling you, shame, S-H-A-M-E, like the movie Low Down Dirty Shame from back in the day with Keenan Ivory Wayans. Shout out to that was a great movie. Y'all might be too young for Low Down Dirty Shame with Keenan Ivory Wayans. But shame. Yeah, it's a good movie. But I call it the shame monster because when a narcissistic person does something and somebody tries to hold them accountable, they're not just looking at you trying to hold them accountable. Behind you is this big black object, not a spirit, not the spirit of Jezebel. Oh, my goodness. Not the spirit of the devil. Oh, my goodness. Not a demonic entity. Is this big black object, and I call it the shame monster. They're not looking at you. They're looking through you. They're looking past you when you're trying to hold them accountable. Because when you're talking, your aura is engulfed by that shame monster. So they need to lie to you to deflect. You know, lying is the defense against the shots from the shame monster. The shame is attacking the narcissist, and narcissist is defended. I wasn't there. You're crazy. It's not what it looks like. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, that's not how it happened. Sorry you feel that way. I didn't intend to hurt you. They defend themselves against that shame by throwing out by literally throwing the stuff against the wall until it sticks. So lying, yeah, that's why they lie so much. That's literally why they lie so much, to get away from that shame monster. Because, I mean, they're still going to get bits and pieces of it. The shame is still going to come. It's still going to hit them. You mean, but we want to avoid it because feeling the shame, sitting in that shame, hurt y'all. It honestly, it hurt. It sucked. It really does. It doesn't feel good to sit in shame. I'll just let you know that just willy-nilly right now. sitting in that shame and experiencing it and feeling it, and it doesn't feel good. So that's why most narcissists try to avoid feeling the shame. So when lying doesn't work, when the lies don't work, guess what they'll do next to avoid shame? They'll rage out on you. They'll start yelling and screaming at you. They'll try to get you off the point as much as humanly possible. They want to throw you off the point by, they'll scream at you. They'll rage out on you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The way for them to fight off the shame monster. But lying is the greatest defense, because lying, there's so many different forms of lying and manipulation. They can gaslight you, they can confuse you, and you'll end up apologizing to them, and the shame monster retreats back into its cave, you know. But they'll rage out on you if that doesn't work. They'll yell and scream at you. They'll threaten to put their hands on you. They'll threaten to put their hands on themselves. They'll threaten to make themselves go see Jesus. You like Jesus? Well, I'm going to go see him. Tell me, I'm going to go see Jesus tonight, because you keep trying to hold me accountable. And so tell me give me a couple sentences, because I don't know how long the interview process is to get into heaven. So give me a couple sentences so I can go tell Jesus exactly what you said. I'm going to see Jesus tonight. So you need to tell me what you want me to tell him, and I'll tell him, because I love you so much, but I just can't deal with how I ain't hurt you. Oh, boom, 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 boom. They'll threaten to unalive themselves and go see Jesus, but they'll become your carrier pigeon to Jesus, because they'll unalive themselves, and apparently they want to take a damn note to God. What the hell did I just say, y'all? Oh, that was stupid. Yeah, y'all made it this far, you got to put a bird in the comment section. I know that was stupid. I know how ignorant that was. Carrier pigeon to Jesus. Oh my goodness. But yeah, that's what they do. So they'll lie to you to avoid the shame. They'll rage out on you. Sometimes they'll leave the room. Sometimes they'll just not speak to you. They'll stonewall you. They'll give you the silent treatment to avoid shame. But the silent treatment, I know a lot of people, I'm going to do a longer video on the silent treatment. I feel like I got to re-up my video. The silent treatment, they avoid talking to you about it. But the shame, is still there. The shame is carried around. And until that shame goes away, or the narcissist feels like it's there in the clear from that shame, they won't talk to you. That's another reason why they'll give you the silent treatment. They just won't talk to you. They'll just like, I ain't talking to you. You don't deserve my words. You know what I mean? So if you don't deserve their words, they'll treat you as such, to avoid that shame. So avoiding shame is pretty much what most narcissistic people are out here trying to do, y'all. Like I said, lying is the greatest defense. And I know, let me go ahead and knock this out too. I know the question is coming, y'all. Do they believe their own lies? Yeah, it depends. You're not going to say yes, didn't you? Y'all say yes, then I tricked you. Hold on. Just wait a second. So it really just depends. How long have they been telling this lie? If it's a continuous lie extended over a certain a long period of time, like a few years, a decade or something like that, they might actually start to believe that lie is the truth, because they've said it so many times. They probably actually think it's the truth now. But the little quick lies to avoid shame, hell no, they don't believe those lies. They're just telling you anything to get you off the point. They'll tell you anything to get you off the point. They'll blame shift. They'll make it seem like you are the reason that they did what they did. You know what I mean? The shame sets in. It's going to set in one way, shape, or form. So it's going to set in on you. So that's what I tell people. Like, if you're dealing with narcissistic people, you know they're lying. Why y'all, look, you know you have the truth. Why y'all arguing the truth? You already know you're right. You want them to admit that you're right. But admitting that you are right comes with shame. So narcissistic people are not going to admit that you are right a lot of times, just because it gives you that satisfaction that you are right over them. And also it makes them feel shame. It really is a mindset. It really is a game for most narcissistic people to mess with your head and things like this. Some of them get a kick out of lying to you. You mean, sometimes they'll just tell unnecessary lies just to get a kick out of lying to you. But most typically for most narcissists, they're doing this stuff to avoid the shame that comes along with it. Do you know what I mean? We are narcissistic people are ashamed of themselves. I talked to a woman this morning. She said, The only thing her narcissistic person said, he don't feel shame. He just feels anger, and the only two emotions he can experience is anger and love. There's no shame in there. But he's, yeah, you know, I was just like, okay, no shame, poor toxic narcissistic, possible narcissistic person. You know what I mean? And like I say, y'all, I just feel like a lot of people get twisted up. Don't, like, y'all, you don't need a confession. You don't need the truth if you already know it. If you already know, you already know the circumstances to be true. You don't need a confession, and you don't need this person, you know, to let you know it's the truth. Really, 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 y'all. So I want to tell people, like, stay empowered on your journey. So, y'all, live in-person meetups are coming up, y'all. I'm going to close this video by saying this. Live in-person meetups, we're going to be in Virginia Beach, Virginia on June 12th. And about a month later, around my birthday, near the end of July, we're going to be in Raleigh, in the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area. In-person meetup. So if y'all in North Carolina area or the Virginia Beach area, come through and say what's up. Come meet us. They're going to be free. They're not going to charge people to get into no event to come just meet and greet and chill and have fun and talk and whatnot, y'all. Might do a live question and answer thing. Might make it a little, like, you know, interactive. Live question and answer thing where people can come, survivors and people can come, victims, other narcissists can come ask questions and things like that, y'all. So stay tuned for those events coming up, y'all. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. I'm going to lose my voice. Mental illness is out. Peace.